they're going to be in our face, you know, defensively. And they were. And they made a big run in the second half with their defense.
No, definitely. I mean, we knew early on they were going to pressure us, especially the start of quarters, just to get, a few extra hustle points. And we had to make sure that we were obviously embracing that pressure and finding ways to make ourselves available and being strong with the ball. We knew they weren't going to obviously call a lot too much, even if it's going to get kind of physical. There's a few times I think I went a little too crazy on the sideline because there was so much body contact involved separating us from the basketball. But either way, I mean, that's just college basketball sometimes. You just got to fight in ways to secure it and, finish it out.
You know, at one point, Madison and Tiana were both banged up. You were trying to get the ball inside, and they were clogging it in there, weren't they?
Right, and that's what I said. Sometimes you just got to switch things up, and the game plan's got to be tweaked a little bit depending on how the game is going, the flow of it, who your personnel is out there as well. And, we are a big-time inside-out type team, and we've got to make sure that we know that when we do make a basket or two inside, we're going to bring a lot of attention, and that's going to open up a lot of free time for our shooters. And today was a little bit more having to be confident, knock down shots around the perimeter, and it's good to see the ball go in a little bit, especially in those clutch times.
Well, you had to know with the way these girls could shoot, they weren't going to be shoot lousy like they did last night every game, and they really shot well today.
Yeah, it was really, really good to see, and it's nice to see that those reps and stressing those important shots and stepping up big and just making plays is a part of just being a college basketball player, too.
You know, she didn't score anything, maybe a one basket, but Elena Trudeau, she had to step in with 3 minutes to go exactly on the clock when Bree fouled out. You needed her to go out there and handle that ball, and I know you shuffled a few things around, but she really gave you 3 big minutes there.
Definitely. I wouldn't really, and she'd probably agree with you, too. It's not really our main primary ball handler at the time, but I mean, she has to do a lot of different things for us, especially on the defensive end. You know, when you're playing defensive pressure like this, it's a lot different than she was when she was at Gladstone. And being asked to do those small little things and having her buy in and just understand the importance of getting better as an overall player, that's pretty important.
You know, but you got the two mid-pin girls combining for 33 points. Kennedy, that was just a monster triple that she made, and she looks like she has her confidence back, Matt.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see. She's playing both sides of the floor very well. Like I said, she's got that basketball kind of savviness and understanding. And, I mean, Chevy Koski did some pretty strong things as well. And it's no, I know it sounds kind of cliche and what, but coming from a town like Rock, you got to be pretty tough, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Chevy had a double-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds, and she had to earn every one of those. Those are some big girls in there for Milwaukee Tech, and they are good players, and they bang India.
Yep, she finds ways to get around and secure and really, really understanding the grip and rip method, especially for someone her size. She's got to really dig in those type of situations.
And then she goes to the line and makes 9 of 11. I mean, you put a lot of people up there, they're not going to make 9 of 11, but Chevy did.
Right, definitely. We've been looking to make some more free throws, and having someone step up and do that is pretty big. So, yeah.
So, a successful weekend. I know you're feeling better today than you were last night. The game last night was not very pretty, as everybody said. This one here, this is a solid win for your girls.
Yeah, it was definitely a testament, and it ended up being kind of close like the other close losses that we had, and we didn't want to go that route again, and it was good to finally see a progress and lock one in and finish one out with a win.
Well, yeah, I mean, when they tied the game up and you called that timeout, I'm thinking, okay, here we go again, I'm like, come on, girls. But they responded this time.
They did. They responded, and they responded on the defensive end of things, and they also responded on, like I said, just being confident and taking the extra time, I guess.
Okay, so I don't want to rain on your parade, but Morton coming up next Saturday. What are you going to work out of practice this week? Getting who we're going up against. It's a nationally ranked team, and our girls know them, the sophomores especially, because we played them last year so much. But what are you going to work on this week to get ready for that team?
I mean, we're going to have to work on, obviously, just overall quickness on both sides of the floor. Closing out a lot quicker on their shooters, and just kind of, polishing some of the stuff that we're starting to get a little bit better at is going to be a big, big, big part of that. And, I mean, they're number 8 for a reason, and they've been very solid for the past couple years, at least, that we played them. So it's a great opportunity for our girls to play some good competition, and we obviously want to keep getting better, and that's going to be a great opportunity to do that.
All right, say your shout-outs, and we'll be out of here.
A shout-out to my wife, who's listening, and my parents, mom and dad out there, and just close friends and family that support us all up these times.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win, Matt, and we'll see you in Ironwood next Saturday. You guys, your family and everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, Jack.
All right. So that's Matt Gregory, the coach of the Bay College Ladies.